Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Jenna Morton.
And I'm Tosh Taylor. And on today's episode, we're going to find out if you're a bad driver or not.
I'm feeling attacked already.
We have Jen and I off camera have been talking about bad driving experiences or hard times getting our licenses. And maybe there is a way that we could have avoided that, and that's by going to driving school in the first place. So our guest today is Diane Leclerc, and she is the owner of Hub City Driving School. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're really excited, as you can see, to talk about this, because we both have kids that are going to be driving soon enough.
Yes, I'm getting closer and closer to the day when I'm going to have to, yes, deal with children wanting to drive. And I am not, I don't think I'm a bad driver, but I don't think I'm someone who should teach other people how to drive. I want my children to do better.
Yes.
So I'm very curious to know more about everything having to do with learning to drive in New Brunswick, whether you're, you know, a young person just going for your license, or you're someone who's older who hasn't gone for it, or maybe have one that from another country and you're looking to, like, I don't even know where to start with what the rules are in New Brunswick.
So as a young kid just starting to learn, they can register with a driving school 2 months before their 16th birthday. They would start with the theory, and that would help them get ready for their beginner's test. They're only eligible for their beginner's test as of their 16th birthday. And then from there, once they have, once they have their beginners and all the theories done, then we can start with the practicing in the cars. So if they take driver's ed, it cuts their time down to 8 months. But if they don't take the driver's ed, they have to wait a full year before they can go for their full license, which is their class 7-2. So by taking the driver's ed, it reduces it to 8 months instead of the full year. But in that 8 months, it's super important that those kids, or whoever it is, practice regularly. In order for us to give the driver's ed course, we have to be regulated by the province. So we have rules, regulations that we have to follow. In that 8 months, the minimum required that they can take with a driver's ed in order to get that certificate is 10 hours.
That's it, okay. In 8 months? Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So it's not a lot.
No. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think and figure that by taking driver's ed, with what they learn and see in practice with us, they think it's sufficient, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So in the 8 months, most times we see each other once, sometimes twice per month, because it's spread out, and the student needs to practice in between each lessons so that they can accomplish and successfully attain the objectives of each lessons. I'm not going to show you highway until I know you're able to do the basics.
Mm. Which makes sense.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? So it's super important that in our process together, that the student, whoever or how old they are, it's important that they practice regularly. It has been proven that a new driver, starting from the get-go, just learning, it has been proven that they need approximately 60 hours of behind-the-wheel experience in order to be considered ready for their road test. Are they good drivers? Better than what they were? And it's not a guarantee that they would pass on their first try, but at least they're considered safe or safer than what they were when they first left. So 2 months before their 16th birthday is when they can register with a driving school, any driving school in New Brunswick. So if they take driver's ed here in New Brunswick, we teach them the New Brunswick rules and not the Ontario or Nova Scotia or Quebec. So for newcomers, for example, arriving from a different country, it makes it very hard because most of them all have a license from their country, and they all tell me, I have experience of driving. Yeah, but you have experience from your country, not from New Brunswick.
Very different, I'm sure, for many of them, right? Faster pace for a lot.
Different mentality. Just the mentality makes it a make or break for them. Very different, very dangerous, because they try to apply their old ways to new rules, and it makes it very dangerous.
There could be potential for steering wheels on the other side as well. That is a weird thing to get used to. Just while on vacation, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, or even just indicators, right? I'll sometimes often tell the student, okay, we're gonna turn right, and they're trying to put the right indicator on, but they put their wipers on.
Right.
That can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially if you should put your indicator on at the last second and you put your wipers on instead, nobody's gonna know that you're trying to turn right. So bad habits or old habits are hard to get rid of.
That's very true for all of us. As someone who did not grow up here and then moved here and has to navigate that little traffic circle of the Salisbury, Riverview, Moncton, I'm like, people don't move through this the way I thought they were going to.
Or they should.
Yes.
Very true.
For sure.
Learning where you live makes such a difference to how you're going to approach it.
If I were to move to a different country, especially, I would not, if I would to register with a driving school or take driver's private lessons or whatever, I would not consider myself an experienced driver. I would tell them, yes, I have some experience in my country, but this is a different country, so I'm totally a new learner. Because the rules are different, the roads are different, the signage could be different, everything could be different, right? So everything is new to me. So trying to learn this and apply that to my driving makes me a beginner.
Right, exactly. That's something that I didn't think much about. I was more so like our kids growing up and learning to drive. And that's enough for them to learn. But when you have to forget what you already know and basically start all over again, if someone has recently moved to our country, how long are they allowed to drive with their license? They are, but for how long?
A little bit.
A little bit, okay.
Yes. So a newcomer, I'm not 100% sure because it's not my, but I can at least guide them and lead them to. From what I've been told is a newcomer is allowed to drive with their license if they have a full license in their country. If they're here for school, education, they're allowed to drive with their license while they're in school.
Gotcha.
But if they decide to move here and stay here, then they have to go for testing. There are some countries that are grandfathered in, or that they don't have to go for the testing and whatnot.
Interesting.
Because the rules are very similar to Canada. But a lot of countries, they have to do the written test, the beginner's test, and they have to go for the road test. But it has to be done within 6 months of their arrival.
Okay.
So a lot of them do drive with their experience, and it's unfortunate. It does cause problems.
Right.
And hence why a lot of them do take driver's ed, whether it be private lessons or the full course. But it also does help them with their insurance rate if they take the full course.
That was another question.
We were talking about that before you came as to whether you always hear people say that taking a course will help you with your insurance, but what is the actual accurate information behind that?
So if you take driver's ed is what gives you that government issued certificate at the end. So you have to successfully pass every objective, every step of the course. At the end, when we deem you safe and or ready for your road test, and you go for your road test, we give you that green certificate. And that green certificate is from what I've been told, is equivalent to 2 years of experience under your belt.
Wow. Ah,
so
interesting.
It gives you an insurance rate because you have that 2 years experience.
Okay, yep, that makes sense. Hmm.
I've been told that it varies from insurance company to insurance company. It can be anywhere between 10 to 15%. I heard, I don't know if it's true, I heard that girls get more of a discount than guys.
I've always
so
heard
that too. More near the 15% than the 10%.
Interesting.
Is it true?
Yep.
I don't know. I've never had to shop around to put insurances on for my kids because they bought their own cars and are on
Note
their own.
Note to self, yeah. Just get your kids to buy their own cars. That does seem like a solid plan, though, doesn't it? That's what my dad did. My dad, the year I turned 16, he bought a new car, and he's like, you can't get your license, you're not driving this car.
Yeah.
So, okay, solid. So then I had to wait till I was 17, and snuck out and got my license anyway. But so you had
snuck out to get your license?
My mom snuck me out to get my license. And then I put the car in the ditch, and that's how Dad found out I got my license. Anyway. I've got a few of those doozies. Hang tight. you had mentioned that they only need to see you for 10 hours to be
minimum.
Able to, minimum to write. But you say 60, and in my head I was like, well, it's easy for a person with their beginners to get their time because you drive with your parents or what have you. But some people don't have car access.
Exactly.
Can they book extra?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So the minimum, the package that is government regulated and approved in order to get that certificate and in order to get that reduced time for the license is minimum 10 hours. Okay. You can get bigger packages, or if you want to, you can start off with the 10 hours and then eventually add on to it. Yes, it's pricey, but with the price of gas and insurance and maintenance of the cars and all that, and my time or my employees' time, it is what it is.
Yep.
It's $80 per hour plus taxes, and it's pretty much the same prices for all of the 10 schools. It varies, some 70, some 90. We're in the middle. But you can add on as much as you want. And obviously the more you get, the better it will be for you.
Yeah.
In order for you to pass on your first try.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want, right, Jenna?
Yes. Yes, we do. I don't want anyone to go through what I had to.
Tell the story.
I think I was on the third try by the time I got my license because I didn't take any driver's ed. And I ran into a series of not fully understanding the rules. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm a spring baby and all of my friends were fall babies and they had driver's ed that they took through
in the
school.
Winter.
And I couldn't do it because I was too far out from the program. Anyway, went to write my license. I wrote my beginners, fine, passed that, got over that. And then you had a certain amount of time to wait before you could go take your road test.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I had that amount of time and I book my road test and I show up and the guy looks at my paper. He's like, no, you're 4 days early.
Oh my gosh, come on.
Yeah. So then I book the next appointment. And of course, I can't get it right away. So I had to book out and then show up and the emergency brake didn't work on the car. So I couldn't take the car out because it didn't pass before we could even leave the parking lot. And then...
None of these are your fault so far.
No, so far. The first one was my mistake, but it didn't mean I didn't pass my test.
Yeah.
I just had to go again and again and again. And so then I ended up having to take the van, which I had driven once.
Oh,
because
my God.
The car wouldn't pass, so I tried with the van. I'm not great at parallel parking. And doing it for the first time in a van did not go my way.
No, for sure not.
There was you could have parked another car next to us, I'm pretty sure. So I didn't pass.
Yeah.
That one time, I didn't pass because I really
parallel.
Didn't pass.
Yeah.
The next time, I did pass. But it felt like I went, it was the fourth, fifth time I was going to try to get my license.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. That's actually a really good question that you bring that up, though. So for someone that maybe has a car that doesn't have an emergency brake or they don't have car access,
think it's working.
Can they use your cars for their in-car exams?
Yes, but they must take lessons with us first.
Right, which makes sense.
Yeah. We don't lend or rent our car to anybody that we don't know or that we don't think they are ready for it.
Gotcha.
Like I said a while ago, we do get a lot of people who claim they have experience, but yet don't know what a stop sign looks like or have never seen a stop sign. So for that reason, we do private lessons. In order, right now, the current situation is, in order for you to have our car for the road test, is you must take a minimum of 5 hours of in-car lessons before we can think about renting our vehicle, lending you our vehicle and you're driving it alone.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Before we had, it was minimum 9 hours, but then there were these students that, yes, they had experience and they were good drivers, so we felt like it was a waste. But then we had these students who told us they had experience and, like I just said, didn't know what a stop sign was or don't know where the blinkers are or try to take a wrong turn on the wrong side of the road because they're used to driving on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
So those situations make it very hard to assess and want us to lend us them our car.
That's fair.
So we have to evaluate before we actually decide to rent the car.
Yeah.
And then with that service, we tell them we will book your tests for you, because booking tests with Service New Brunswick is a pain in the derriere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As with anything, booking appointments for literally anything these days.
So we offer that extra service if they take our car for the test and if they take the 5 hours.
Right.
Okay. What are some of the aspects of driving that a person, whether they're new to driving completely or new to the area, what are some of the aspects that are covered in a driving test that you do need to know in New Brunswick?
We try to cover, obviously, as much as possible, but keep in mind that we only have 10 hours with the students, and we don't have control on situations. We don't have control on the lights. We don't have control on jaywalkers or pedestrians. So a lot of the times, or the weather also, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of the times we don't have, in 10 hours, we were not able to see everything. We try as much as possible to at least show or talk about situations at least once throughout our 10 hours together. So for example, summertime is coming up. Well, I ain't driving after 10 p.m. at night. So the students will not get any experience with us driving at night.
That makes sense, yeah.
Or we're driving throughout summertime. They won't learn how to drive in the wintertime. In the wintertime, we do, in snowstorm days, go out with the students. And if we have opportunities where they are allowed and able to safely jam the brakes, I will let them safely jam the brakes. Some people try to get me to do donuts. So we won't do that. We don't do that. But I've personally done them myself. But it's a great way to learn, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was one thing.
But don't do it on the streets.
Yeah. I was going to say, my mom always talked about like finding an empty parking lot for like at the mall or somewhere where it's a nice large parking lot when it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
an
what you want to do.
Experiment.
You want to go and feel what it's like when there's water on the pavement, when there's snow.
Yeah. Jam the brakes, you're going to slide versus pumping the brakes, depending if you have the ABS braking system or whatever. So yeah, there are scenarios or situations that we can't go through with all the students. And it's unfortunate, but that's what it is. It's reality of life. Just for another example is right turns on red lights. Here in New Brunswick, we are allowed to do right turns on red lights. But in
Quebec,
Quebec, you're not allowed to. Nope. But I could be out with the student for a full hour and not catch one red light. Or not be the first one there or whatever, right? Yeah. So I can't, I'll tell them. Yeah. I've told them before.
But you don't
will
know.
They, will they remember? Will they? No, they don't because they haven't experienced it.
Yeah, that's interesting. You were going to ask a question.
I was just going to say, so then is the best time to learn to drive, like in the fall heading into winter? Because you would be able to do nighttime driving, probably a little bit of snow.
And rain.
All of that. Yeah.
Like,
I'm like, yes. Okay, note to self. This is also why I can blame it on. It was like, oh, I'm spring. It was just, it was the circumstance.
Yeah. No, the best time, especially living in the Maritimes, the best time to learn to drive is in the winter time because you get a variety of different types of weather or conditions or whatnot, and you get the nighttime driving also, which is brutal, especially in the winter when it's starting to when it's melting on the ground.
Yeah.
You can't see the lines. You can't. It makes it very dangerous.
Sounds like your job's super safe. You are putting your life on the line every day.
I don't dye my hair
safer,
every 4 weeks for nothing.
Okay, before we run out of time, though, I want to ask about the leveling system for licenses here, because I grew up in Ontario, so we have the G system.
Yeah.
So I started with a G1, where after I wrote my written test, I could drive with a licensed driver. And then I waited a full year because I
didn't take
driver's ed. That's right.
Because you put the car in the ditch.
Because I put the car in the ditch. and so then I got my G2.
Yeah.
And I think it was a full year after that that I could write my G.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, G is not a driver's test, it's a written test. Is that?
Oh, not here.
Okay, so, and that might have changed. I have lived in here almost 20 years. But
so here in New Brunswick, the G1 is equivalent to the 7-1, which is the beginners.
Oh, we've got 4 minutes left, sorry.
And then it's 7-2 for the G2, and then G is class 5, which is your full license.
Okay.
No restrictions whatsoever.
Okay.
So yeah.
So it's essentially
it's
the same thing.
Pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Just the numbers and letters different or whatever. Yeah. But yeah. So just a little fun fact before we do end up going is that in all of New Brunswick, 60% of people who go for their road test, whether they take driver's ed or on their own, 60% of people fail on their first try.
So don't feel bad.
Yeah, mostly because of pedestrians and nerves get the best of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can we drive?
Yeah. To end on.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Can we drive people to your social media?
How long have you been working on that one?
All day. Let's tell people where to find you so they can get signed up.
So you can find us on Instagram, Hub City Driving School, or Facebook, Hub City Driving School also. Yeah, so we do have a website also, hubcitydrivingschool.com.
Excellent. Perfect. Thank you so much for coming and educating us. We didn't even get to the story of the time I drove into a barn. But anyway, that's for another day.
Awesome. Thank you so much for watching and for listening, and we'll be back next week.